Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, an awful lot happened in the world of sports. I mean, the convergence of a ton, including a trade deadline, which was, you know, not a ton. Matter of fact, it was squat-ta by the Birds. We'll talk about that. We'll get to the John Middleton thing. Big article out yesterday about his mindset as the Phillies obviously enter a really important offseason and come out of a just disastrous playoff. We'll get to the Sixers with Joel suspended. They play tonight. Flyers lost last night. So all of it on the table. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The largest pumpkin pie ever created weighed 3,700 pounds.
No.
What?
Did it taste
3,700? I don't know how
they
it tasted.
Cook it?
I have no idea how you cooked it. It was.
That's the better question.
20 feet in diameter. So when you think about like two rims, like two dunks on top of one another, high. That's how tall the pumpkin pie was.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It is. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
So you know what's also unbelievable? There's so much going on in Philly sports, but what's not going on is. There's no acquisition, right, James? I just want to make sure. No acquisition?
No, we got Dave Dombrowski.
All right, so let's tackle this Eagles trade deadline thing, then we'll broaden it out to the squad as, you know, it's almost the halfway point of the year. It's a whole weird thing. It used to be 16 games, now it's 17. They're 6-2, they've played 8, they got to get to 17 for this. All right, so trade deadline. Does it bother you that the Eagles did not make a move or, you know, an upgrade at the trade deadline? Now, let me take first crack at this, John, just tell you, it actually does not bother me. I'm still frustrated that they blew a third-round draft pick on Jahan Dotson. You guys know I was skeptical at the beginning. Now, there have been things I've been right about. There are things I've been wrong about. I just had a bad feeling on that one, and I feel like he's not that good. Now, I know they get a third-rounder for Reddick, so I get that, okay? But the Dotson thing still bothers me. And would it have been nice to add a pass rusher, and would that have probably been the main thing? Sure. But I also know part of this is the evaluation of how good really are the Eagles, which frankly I think there's conflict, certainly for me, maybe for a lot of people, given who the Eagles had just beaten over the last 4 weeks, like what really are they? John, the trade deadline, does it bother you they didn't add someone?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I thought this was the key, part of the key to what we were trying to do here, and that the first half of the season would have proven to this front office, okay, here are the areas of need. Clearly, we need to go get some bolstering in the pass rush department, and now there was a deadline that came and went. It feels like something must have been swiped out from under us in order for it to come and go with nothing happening. Preston Smith is now a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Well, the Browns.
No, I'm talking...
The Packers. I'm sorry. My fault.
Preston Smith of the Packers is now a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yep.
The Za'Darius Smith of the Browns, as Jimmy mentioned,
a Lion,
is now a Lion, a team who is at atop the NFC. The best team in the NFC is making moves. They made a move that not only made them a lot better because Aiden Hutchinson went down, they needed it. It made us worse because we needed it too. We needed a pass rusher to aid what we got because it's just not good enough. Bryce Huff, it's still, he was asked about yesterday. Bryce Huff is a missing, just a no man's land.
Yeah, he's a nothing at this point.
Nolan Smith is kind of, you know, like if they don't block him, maybe he'll get in there, but I don't have a lot of faith he's going to get in there with consistency if they account for him. That doesn't feel good in any way. We should have gone and gotten better. I'm sure that was part of the plan, and we didn't get it done.
Okay, no, that's right. So here's what I'll say. It's definitely in the past been part of the plan when Howie really believes in the team and there's a need. So 2022, they were so stacked. I honestly don't remember what they did, but I don't think they added anyone of note. You can make the case there was no need. I mean, they were crushing fools. But 2017, when Darren Sproles had gotten hurt, it did help to bring in Jay Ajayi.
Commanders went out and got better against us. They added Marshawn Lattimore, a cornerback, a guy who makes it easier for them to cover our, you know, really, it's a weapon. Think about that convoy of wide receivers coming in to get you.
I know, I understand.
Marshawn Lattimore now helps the Commanders, who are ahead of us. In the NFC East,
they
are.
And their defense was their biggest weakness, and they improved it. The Eagles didn't.
They did. James, does it bother you? And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. I mean, it is a little unusual that they didn't do something when they have a team that's got this kind of record. James, does it bother you?
Yeah, of course it bothers me. I mean, this team is 6-2. They're one of the best teams in the NFC, however you want to shake it out. And they had a real opportunity here. And it bothers me even more when I see what the market was. I mean, Za'Darius Smith would have been a perfect fit for this team. He went for a 5th and a 6th, and they got a 7th back. You can't give that up for a shot? Like, it makes no sense. Like, I understand if you're not going to add, if the prices are super, super high, and it's, you got to give up a second-round pick for him. Okay, I can understand that. But it was a 5th and a 6th. Across the board, that's what Preston Smith went. That's what Za'Darius Smith went for. Like, why?
James, does it bother you more, even more, given the Phillies trade deadline
fiasco? Of course it does. All I could think about with Dave Dombrowski last night, and you know I said it in the moment when it happened, that I thought it was a massive mistake to not invest in that team. And again, at least there, you could say, oh, it was an expensive market, even though it wasn't quite as expensive as they said it was.
Sure.
Like, this is a 5th and a 6th for a chance.
All right, so look, it's squarely on the table for you, 215-592-9494. I'm really not bothered by it at all. Maybe I should be. Okay?
How are you not bothered? The teams that we're competing against directly went out and got better.
Well, I wish they...
better in ways where they match up against us.
No, I understand.
They prevented us from getting better while getting better themselves.
No, I get it. Well,
Lions and the Commanders, That's our main opponent
now. I agree. They are the main opponent. Here's the thing. Part of what makes this a trickier trade deadline than the 6-2 record would normally indicate, and I'm curious where you come down on this at 215-592-9494, is how to evaluate what the Eagles have done in the last 4 games against those 4 teams. Now, let me just ask you guys a question, because I feel confident this is part of what Howie had to evaluate, and frankly, what I think a lot of us are trying to assess. We're very happy they're 6-2 instead of 2-2 or 4-4. Okay. But while they looked better, and certainly this past game, they looked a lot better in many ways until they bungled it near the end and it got really close and they almost lost. Let me just ask all 4 of you, John, Devin, James, and Ray, without doing math, just off the top of your head, do you know the combined record of the last 4 teams the Eagles faced? No matches. Boom. Do you know it?
Well, it's got to be like
4. I don't know it now.
Okay. No one knows, right? Here's
losing.
What it is.
It has to be.
It's 10-26.
Yeah.
That's horrendous. Now, you can say, all right, well, the Eagles were 4 of those losses. So then without the Eagles, they're 10-22. I mean, they beat in the last 4 games Cleveland, who's currently 2-7, The Giants are 2-7. Cincy's 4-5. That's clearly the most impressive of the four wins. And Jacksonville's 2-7. And by the way, some of those games were kind of close. So if I'm Howie yesterday, and John, I hear you. And James, I really hear you. I mean, I'm not pushing it aside. And James, I'm not saying you might not be proven right in 3 weeks, in 2 months, you know, when it's like stretch run time or playoff time. James, maybe you're going to be totally proven right. But maybe not. I mean, my evaluation of what I see with the Eagles is, in a nutshell, I'm not sure. I hate to be so wishy-washy, but I'm being honest. I mean, I remember saying to myself when they were 2-2, and John was saying, they're probably going to win the next four games. And I said to myself, I hope they do, but I don't want to get completely sucked in with full faith and credit belief if they do, just because they beat a bunch of bums. I mean, they beat a bunch of bums. So are they really that? I mean, John, are they really good? Do you know that you can stamp that the Eagles are really good and it was worth going in? Because I can't say that I can stamp that. I know they might be, but I have a great amount of conflict over that.
Wow.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
That's Deshaun strong. Watson. That's strong-minded
and,
of you.
And Daniel Jones? Those guys stink. In a couple of those games, the Eagles barely won. John, you tell me, are they really a legitimately good team? The Eagles.
I don't think... Joe... They don't know if they're a legitimately good team.
Well, then that's
they're
part
learning.
Of why you don't put all the a third round chip
are
on the table.
Are they supposed to be a fully evolved product right now?
No,
they're not.
No.
They're not anywhere close. And as a guy who's played and watched teams evolve, I've gone from desperate and despondent, assuming we're down and out a month and a half in, to headed to the Super Bowl. In the same season, with the same group of guys
Time.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It happens.
It does happen.
A season is tumultuous. And right now, yes, it feels like things are going in the right direction. I do think that we've got, things were about to fall apart on us for a little bit. The bye came at the right time. And we were able, the coaching staff was able, with the aid of some of the old head players and the leaders on that team, to get this thing back under control. It's not where it needs to be. It's not where I expected it would be, Joe. It's not as good as I wanted it to be at this point in time, but it's better than the bad teams, and it seems like it's kind of on par with the good teams right now, which is amazing to me. It feels like everyone is slow this season getting good.
Most are. That's right. Other than Detroit and Kansas City, most teams.
It's just been a real slog for everybody.
That's right.
So, no, I don't think they're good enough to go win a Super Bowl right now, but I don't think they're supposed to be, and I don't think anyone else out there is either. So, it's okay. I believe watching the improvement that we've seen over since the bye, that we should expect improvement, that we should expect a group that knows how to put their mind to something and actually get better, which is a great sign. I love that about our team. Well, look, and I love the fact that we're more talented than almost everyone else out there. So we're going to win a ton of games. Are we going to win the games that matter most when you have to go home when you lose them? I'm not there yet. I don't know.
Here's where your statement is right, if it's true. They're more talented than the vast majority if Jalen Hurts delivers. And if he's part of that. If he's not, then you got a big problem. I mean, you do. And I'm still not sold on Jalen, but I'm encouraged. He played better the last two games. I totally get it. All right, what do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Simple question. Are you bothered that the Eagles did not make a move at the trade deadline and did not upgrade? Does it bother you?
Very much so.
The more complex issue. What do we really have in this football team? And when you evaluate the last four games, knowing who they played, knowing the records, knowing how the Eagles won, what do we really have here? What do you think with this football team?
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.